Recording now.
Hey, this is Tyson from TysonBrooks.org, and you're listening to the Tech Webcast. Let's get the tech on.
AUD Tech Webcast. Webcast. We got the Brad and the Bo and the Vista. The John's here too, so check him out, sister. You want to listen to this rhyme? I got the podcast, son. It's Tech Webcast time. Yeah. Tech Webcast. Reporting to you all the newest stuff. Technology and all that's ill. We go here to skill. Listen up, Tech Webcast. Keep it real. Webcast, webcast. Webcast.
All right, welcome to Tech Webcast. We have an interview with Tyson Brooks from TysonBrooks.org. How you going, mate?
I'm doing good.
That's the way. Explain to people, what is StreamZilla and how did you make it and what does it do?
Well, StreamZilla is an air app that I put together kind of in mirror image of Stream Desk, which I've used in the past within the last few months and also in the past, and it runs really heavily on your resources on your machine, so I decided to make something different and with Adobe Air this time. Cool. So you can watch different shows, for instance, like Computability, Fully Squared, Frugal Tech, Jill's Kitchen, Ron Knights, and the Tech and All Things, like Big Bad Fletch.
Cool.
Justin TV and Ustream shows, anyone can really add to it. It's a app that's developed by the community now, or that's voted on by the community. I don't have any control over what shows get added. If you want your show added to the stream, all you have to do is email me, and my email is me@TysonBrooks.org. From there, I just need your Ustream or Justin TV links, any IRC information that you have for your chat rooms, and a schedule if you have it. And from there, I put together the information that I need to put into the poll, and then there's going to be a new section released this week for the poll that will be on StreamZilla itself, and also I'll be tweeting it out by the Twitter account that I have for StreamZilla, and that's at Mr. StreamZilla on Twitter. So it's completely controlled by the community now, just to keep it completely open to the public and just let them have the control of it.
All right, sounds good. How long did it take you to make this application?
To get it up and going, it only took me a couple of days, and it's still in the development, so there's things that I'm still looking at learning on how to do so I can implement it. A couple of the other options that I'm thinking about putting into it is giving the user the ability to change the background, so if they don't like the orange text on the black background, they can change it to whatever they wanted within the presets that I'm going to build. And then another one is coming up with either a red or green dot next to the name in the show list to tell you if that stream is on air or not. So you don't have to go clicking through each one to find out if it's online or not.
All right, nice. Good stuff. So you can actually broadcast from this application, or you can only watch videos from it?
It is not for broadcasting. It's just for viewing.
Okay.
The right. Streams, like the caption on it says, StreamZilla, yep. Your stream viewer solution.
All right, cool. Good stuff. And what do you actually do with yourself? Do you actually do any podcasting or anything like that? I've actually seen you on Computability a few times and the Tech Buzz.
I'm
and that
getting
sort of stuff.
Into doing, well, I don't get on the Tech Buzz anymore.
Oh,
but
okay.
I'm starting my own stream, and you can find my live stream at live.tysonbrooks.org. I also have my own IRC network that I'm running my chat room off of, and that's, if you have an IRC client, you just go to irc.tysonbrooks.net.
Right.
And my chat room is #Tyson on that chat room. And I am into web development, videography, photography. I've got my hands in just about everything.
Cool, good stuff. Any iPhone applications anytime soon? Any iPhone stuff?
I need to find a way that I can actually develop those. I've had requests for that, but I don't have anything to be able to test it or even build it right now.
Okay. Do you own an iPhone yourself at all?
I do not.
Okay. All right.
I don't even own a Droid.
Oh, okay. I stick with the iPhone. I'm not going to get any of them phones, even the iPad. I'm more okay with the iPad at the moment, but I'll see what happens when it comes out or if I like it. What's your opinion on the iPad?
I've heard enough of it.
Yeah, same here.
To tell you
same
the honest truth. Yeah. I went to make a blog today. Normally, I'll get up in the morning and I'll look at CNN or USA Today and see if I can find anything that's interesting that I can put my own two cents in about that I've actually used, that I know about. Because I'm not going to get on a stream or on a podcast or anything and say, oh, yeah, I know all about that.
Yeah.
And just start talking away. I'm not going to start preaching to the choir if I don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I mean, I don't use Apple. I'm mostly a Windows guy. I don't even use Linux. The only time when I use Linux is when I have to do anything for my IRC network because it's based off of a virtual private server. And it's running off of that. So I have to use the command line. And I've forced myself to use and learn new things with that. But the iPad, yeah, I've heard enough on it.
Yeah, same. I agree.
And it was all over CNN and USA. And I'm like, you know what? Forget this. I'm not even going to try and write a blog today.
Yeah, even on YouTube, I'm getting sick of seeing the videos on YouTube. I just click the close button on them, and I don't watch them. I'm over it. You know, I woke up at 6:30 on when was it released on Thursday? Was it Thursday?
Something like that. Yeah, and yesterday or something.
I opened up my Twitter on iPhone. All I seen was iPad this and iPad that, and it was quite crazy and interesting. But yeah, I've actually seen you on Computability as well. How did you get involved with that, mate?
Computability, I actually just stumbled across them. I don't even remember how I found out about them. Someone may have mentioned it to me or something. I may have even seen them on the front page of Ustream. And I just started watching. I mean, I only met these guys back in October.
Okay, yep.
And it's been a really fun ride, if I could put it that way, of getting involved with them and just being on the show all the time. And I finally just broke out of my shell. I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to get out there. And before, I don't know if you've ever heard the saying, actors do it on stage, techies do it in the dark.
Okay.
I'm a techie. You're going to see me behind the scenes doing anything.
Yeah.
But now I'm trying to work my way like in front of the camera. I'm not going to jump up on stage, though, and start doing a play.
Yeah.
That's not me. You're going to find me in the tech booth.
Yeah, true. Yeah, now the computer, they're cool guys. I've seen their live stream a few times then, and Scott's, you know, he's quite funny in that, and he knows a lot about computers and that sort of thing, and seeing Jill's Kitchen as well, that's quite good to watch as well, and that's pretty cool.
Yeah, Jill makes my mouth water every time when she cooks, and Scott has a really good knowledge of computers, especially for doing it for 10 years as a computer technician.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. All right, mate, well, we'll StreamZilla. You can check that out at tysonbrooks.org/StreamZilla. That's any updates soon with that, mate? Next week, did you say, or something? In a week, or
I will be releasing another poll to have some more shows put on there, and then within the next couple of weeks, we should find out maybe 3 or 4 more shows that get put on it.
Cool. All right. So if people want their show added, it's either Ustream or Justin TV. Does it really matter?
Whatever. It does not matter, but they need to be able to have an IRC network, and if they don't have one. Not an IRC network, but an IRC chat room. If they don't have one, they can always talk to me through email, through Twitter, whatever. And you can always go to my website too and then talk to me in the chat room about signing you up and getting you a room on my network. I'm totally fine with that. It's a public network. Anyone can get on there and create your own room. Even if you don't have a stream, you can still come and join the network and put your room on there. And then embed it on your website if you have a website for podcasts or for anything.
Cool, good stuff. All right, now I'm going to say now. Tyson Brooks, thanks for coming on, mate.
No problem.
Been a pleasure. Anything else you want to add to this interview chat thing? You want to say hi to anyone?
Well, I'll plug Computability. How about that? Check them out every Saturday night, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Scott and Jill.
Yep.
Computability.
Go ahead. You want to say hi to anyone?
Nah, that I can think of.
All right, mate. Thanks for coming on.
No problem.
Thank you.